Thank you for tuning in to the Pentecostals of Greenville podcast. Our goal is to reach, connect, and equip. We hope this message blesses you. If you want any more information about our church, please visit us at thepentecostalsofgreenville.com.
And if you've ever opened up a Bible, I'm sure you've read the passage that we're about to read. Genesis 1 and 1. The Bible says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, 'Let there be light,' and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness." And look at verse 5 here. "And God, he called the light day," somebody say day, "and the darkness he called night," somebody say night. And look at this, "and the evening and the morning was the first day." I want to just preach to you simply on the subject, the morning, the morning. Would you put your Bibles down, and would you one more time, would you just lift up your hand towards heaven, and would you ask God to give you ears to hear and a heart to receive today? Come on, you've gotten all dressed up, and you've taken time out of your day to come. I pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, let us spiritually be present. Lord, give us those ears to hear and a heart to receive, Lord, that you would minister to our hearts today. Let this ground be good today. Lord, in Jesus' mighty name, and all of God's people said amen. Amen. You may be seated. As you're seated, turn to your neighbor and just let them know the morning. The morning. Almost sounds like we're saying good morning. And that is, in fact, what it is. That the morning is good. Now, you know, my first 25 years of living, I might say the opposite. Where's my night owls at? Okay, you know, I'd say probably, what do you think, Hannah? The first 25 years of my life, I was a night owl, you know? And so it's like, I get all of my best work done at night. Anybody else? You know, and my mind was sharp, and I was thriving in the evening as far as getting work done. I would love to kind of burn the midnight oil, and then something happened. I got old, I feel like, you know. It's like you hit 30, and I traded in my night owl, you know, card for now the morning bird. Come on, where's my early birds at? Where's my, yeah. I feel like something happened, you know, after about 30. Something completely shifted where now it's like I'm no longer team night owl. I'm team early bird. And you know, it's like I love to hear the birds chirping in the morning. Come on, somebody. The sun coming up and the fresh dew and just that mindset that you're getting a head start on the day. And it took me 30 years to figure it out, but I love me some mornings. You know, it's like I feel like I'm winning the day the earlier I can get up. And we see the creation of team night owls and team early birds. We see the creation of the evening and the morning and the night and in the morning. We see it created here in Genesis chapter 1. And I don't know about you, but I love the book of Genesis. We're getting an inside look at how everything got created. That the word that we read and we see within the first book are the words that made all of creation come to life. The water and the trees and the day and the night and animals of all sorts and fish and birds, that the human race was created right here in the book of Genesis. And we see it all played out and created within this book, in the beginning, God created. We are living in a day and age, here we are thousands of years later, and there's much debate. In fact, there's much confusion within our schools, within our colleges, within society of really, you know, debating kind of that first verse in the first chapter of the first book. But it's in Moses' opening statements that he settles the question of origin by simply stating that in the beginning, it was God that created. That God created the heavens, and it's God that created the earth, and it's God that created this world, and he created you, and he created me. There is no debate. There is no question that in the beginning, hey, it's God that created. And so not wanting darkness and emptiness to reign, we see within the book of Genesis that God, he created light, and he saw the light, that it was good, and it almost seems like in passing, as we're reading these first five verses, that we see the Lord and the scripture and in the way that it's written, that in verse 5, God called the light day and the darkness he called night. And here we come on this little statement. And the evening and the morning were the first day. And then as you read the book of Genesis, if you go to verse 8, it says, and God called the firmament heaven, and here we go again. The evening and the morning were the second day. We see in verse 13 that the word says, and the evening and the morning were the third day. Somebody say the evening and the morning. We see in verse 19 the same sentence again, and the evening and the morning now were the fourth day. We see in verse 23 a similar sentence, in the evening and the morning were the fourth day. Verse 19. Verse 23 says, and the evening and the morning were the fifth day. Verse 31 says, and God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And look at that last sentence. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. In that opening chapter of that opening book, God begins to give hope that extends to you and I today, that it's not just the evening, but that there is also a morning. And we'll get to that truth here in just a moment, but I want to talk to you about the evening first this morning. That I don't know about you, but I remember being afraid of the dark as I was growing up. Anybody else? Oh, thank God, I'm in good company. All right. I always disliked that nighttime darkness as a child, you know, and I'm showing my age here, but when I was growing up, I had a lava lamp in my room. Anybody else have a lava lamp? Man, you had to have, yeah, all of us like in our 30s, it's like, yeah, we had a lava lamp. Why? Because it was what you did. It was the thing to do. I had a lava lamp. It was red and yellow, and man, when that thing got warm, it looked so cool. I mean, I just loved it. And if I was going to bed, that lava lamp, it had to be on, and I told you guys this maybe last Wednesday or the Wednesday before, I had to keep that door open. You know, that door needed to be open because my parents, they were night owls, and they would sit in the living room and they would talk, and just hearing mom and dad's voice from afar off, there was just a little comfort in that. And that's another sermon for another day. But it was just something about hearing those voices and knowing that there's protection there, and knowing that there is safety there, and knowing that they're up and they're kind of watching, and they're the watchmen of the house, so to speak. And I just remember I needed a couple of things. I needed that lava lamp on. I needed the door open. And I needed to hear those voices. Why? Because, let's just be honest, I was afraid of the dark. And darkness, it is a tough fear to conquer. And here's the reason. It's because it's rooted in the inability to see. that although the darkness that comes when you turn off your light in the evening may be a fear that you have conquered, far too often we are still dealing with that root fear, and it is the fear of the unknown. It's the fear of what I don't see coming. It's the fear of the curveball. I just didn't see this situation coming. It's that root fear that maybe we've conquered the darkness, but there's a root there that sometimes it's hard to get over, and it's that simplicity of I just don't know what is next. That in the evening, in the dark, dark things can creep in, and with it can come fear. That the darkness of financial uncertainty, and in the darkness of sickness, and in the darkness of yesterday's sin and yesterday's struggle, and in the darkness that comes with that trial and that struggle with that lost family member, when evening time comes into your life, we can tend to fear. That in the evening you cannot see, and the darkness brings with it that unsettling feeling caused when you're not able to figure it out, and you're unable to know how it's going to work out. Am I speaking to anybody this morning that there are some situations that we can get a little fearful? Why? Because we don't know how things are going to turn out, and we don't know what tomorrow holds, and we don't know how this thing is going to take place in our lives, that there's a fear that can take place there. And I don't know what you are facing in the evening of your life, but whatever the struggle and whatever the emotion is, it is almost always the same. It's sorrow. Sorrow. That the psalmist said this in the 30th Psalm. He said that weeping may endure for the... That in the darkness and in the evening, there may be some weeping, and there may be some doubt, and there may be some fear in the night and of the darkness in the evening. But regardless of the fear and regardless of the sorrow, come on somebody, regardless of the doubt, the psalmist testifies that the darkness does not always last, but that joy, it is coming in the morning. And I may not know how it's all going to work out. And I may not be able to see everything that's going on around me. But in the morning, the sun will rise. And it will not come upon me to find me destroyed. That the light will not shine on my destruction. That the morning will not find me forsaken or cast down or destroyed. But in the morning, hey, guess what you're going to find? You're going to find joy in the morning. There's some joy that's right around the corner. That when that sun comes up, it illuminates, and it illuminates joy. And so for someone that is wondering how is it going to work out, that the enemy is whispering in your ear that destruction is sure, and weeping has consumed your night, and worry and doubt are trying to settle in, be encouraged that they cannot stay. That yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall not fear. Come on, I'm walking. I'm walking and I'm not staying. I'm walking and I am not planting. I am walking, but yet I am walking through the valley. I am walking through the trial. Come on, somebody ought to understand this morning that where you are right now, it is not permanent. You're going to get through it. You're going to get through it. Come on, I wish somebody would rise with a little determination in the house this morning. We're going to get through this thing. My joy is coming. Because hear me, when the sun comes up, tears are stopped at the sight of God working. When you make it through the season, and you make it through the darkness, and you make it through the valley, and you make it through the pain, God will be glorified in the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord will be present. And so the evening and the morning, we see it repeated. The evening and the morning were the first day. The evening and then the morning were the second day. The evening and then the morning were the third day. The evening and then, somebody help me preach it, and then. You don't get the evening without the morning. That every time it's declared that there was an evening, hey, guess what came next? The morning came next. So I'm trying to encourage somebody this morning, wait on the morning. Wait on your morning, that the sun is coming and the sun is rising and the joy. Come on, somebody just take a little praise break right now. I may not feel like it, but the morning is coming. I may not feel like it, but my joy, it is coming. I don't feel it yet, but my joy is coming. The morning is coming. That the thing that you think is going to be the end of you, the storm that you think is going to capsize you, the trial that feels just way too heavy, the sickness that just feels way too much, the weight that just feels so overwhelming in life, it will not be the end of you. It is only the beginning. And I hear this morning the promise in Genesis that the evening starts the day, but the morning is what ends it. That your morning's coming. Just wait until morning. You know, I remember my mom, man, she's an incredible mother and woman of God, and I just remember growing up, and I don't know, I'd get down and out about, you know, small things. You know, I didn't get to start on the basketball team last night, and I'd go home and pout and cry and be all upset, you know, just minimal things, you know. Well, she hurt my feelings, or he, you know, I'd go to mom, and I always remember saying, you know what, Ryan, I know that this seems tough, but the sun's coming up tomorrow. And I would always think like, yeah, I get that. I know that tomorrow, I know that, right, you know, like as a kid, you're thinking like, yeah, I get it, the sun's coming up, sure, whatever, what does that mean? What she was trying to explain is that this won't last. I know you're upset tonight, but tomorrow's a new day and a new opportunity. There's a new season coming. There's a new day coming. There's new opportunity coming. There's a new chance that's coming, that joy is coming in the morning. And so what happens in the morning when the angels of the Lord moved Lot and his family out of Sodom? What happens in the morning is that deliverance came in the morning. What happens in the morning when Abraham took his son Isaac and there he found his Jehovah Jireh? What happened there is that provision came in the morning. What happens when Jacob rises from a vision of a ladder and there he built an altar and in a prayer life? What happened is an understanding that comes in the morning. What happens in the morning when God provided manna to the hungry Israelites? What happened there is that sustenance came in the morning. What happens in the morning when David rises up to meet his brothers on the front line and there he would meet a giant? What happened in the morning is that victory came in the morning. That it was evening when they crucified Jesus, but it was, somebody hear me this morning, it was the morning when he rose again. That the old covenant was left in the evening, but hey, there was a new dawn that began on one Sunday morning. That he said, I started the day with the evening, and I started the day with me on the cross, and I started the day with weeping, but the morning is coming, and you're gonna roll back the stone. And you're going to recognize that he can defeat death and he can conquer it all. And it happened. I've come to just let somebody know today that your morning is coming. I don't know what you're facing, and I don't know what you're going through, and I don't know how difficult it is, but somebody hear me this morning. Your morning, it's on its way. Your joy, it's on its way. It might seem like the evening right now. It might seem like you'll never get through it, but the morning is coming. It's on its way. Come on, all across the house, would you lift up a hand towards heaven? Come on, all across the house right now, I just want you to let the Lord minister to you that God, in the name of Jesus, the morning has captivated my thoughts. The morning, Lord, is what I'm looking towards. The morning is what I'm rejoicing for. The morning is what I'm praising for. The morning is, come on, somebody, would you just begin to get your mind on the morning that's right around the corner? Come on, I know it's unseen right now, and there's fear and there's doubt, and you don't know which way you're going to go. But Lord, I wonder if there'd be somebody this morning that would just say, God, even though I can't see my next step, I'm trusting in your way. I'm trusting that it's the evening and the morning. I'm trusting that something is on its way. I'm trusting today. I know I don't feel like it, and I know I can't see how it's going to turn out, but Lord, I pray that right now that somebody would rise with just a little bit of faith to know that my morning, it is on the way. Jesus' name, Lord. That Isaiah 40 says this, hast thou not known, and hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, he fainteth not. He doesn't get weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to who? He giveth power to the faint. He giveth power to the faint. And to them that have no might, guess what? He increaseth their strength. And to the youth, to the young people, they shall faint and be weary as well. And the young men shall utterly fall. That there will be dark times in your life. And there will be moments when we stumble. But the word goes on to say that they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and faint not. That they that wait, they that wait. Come on, I know it feels like the evening, but I wonder if there's anybody that will just say, God, I'm going to wait, that I know that the morning, come on, I feel like the Holy Ghost is trying to pull on somebody right now, that they that wait upon the Lord, that you're in a season of waiting right now, and the darkness seems like it's taken forever, but my morning is coming. They that wait upon the Lord. Reminds me of that old song, I'm going to butcher it, but nobody told me that the road would be easy, and I don't believe to leave me. I don't believe that he's brought me this far. I know it. I don't believe that he's brought me this far. Come on, somebody go ahead and get your blessing right now. Come on, nobody told me that the road would be easy, but he has not brought me this far to leave me. He has not brought me this far so that I could throw in the towel. on, I know it might be evening, but the morning is coming. That before you reach the plateau of where God wants to put you, you've got to endure for the night. That there's a season of waiting. But somebody understand today that the morning, it's coming. All across this house, would you stand and lift your hand towards heaven? Come on, the Holy Ghost is in this place. I wonder if somebody would just be sensitive right now that my morning, come on, if you feel like you've endured some evening time, if you feel like you've endured some things, I wonder if you'd make your way to the front in faith today and saying, God, I've been through some things. It's been evening in my life, but Lord, I know that joy is coming. I know that the morning is coming. I know that something, come on, somebody take a step of faith towards this altar today in knowing that God, it's not going to last. I know that the darkness will not last. I know that the pain will not last. I know that the hurt will not last. Come on, that's it. Would you make room for people wanting to come in right now? Come on, your morning is coming. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. Come on, somebody begin to rise up in faith that it's coming. My joy, it is coming. My peace. Come on, now is not the time to throw in the towel. Now is not the time to give up. Now is not the time to tap out. Why? Because your morning, it's coming. All across this house, would you lift up a hand towards heaven? Come on, I want you to begin to give it to God right now. Come on, let Him comfort you right now. For those that are feeling the pain, come on, for every tear that falls from your face, I want to let you know this morning that joy, it is on the way. Come on, He sees every twist. He sees every turn. He sees all the pain. And so right now, would you just go ahead and begin to lift it up to Him? Would you go ahead and begin to lift it up to Him right now? That God, here I am. I know my joy is coming. I know my peace is coming. I know my strength is coming. I know the darkness will not last.